Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is suspending a program to install water meters after more city tests found the meters are correlated with unsafe levels of lead. The meters were meant to help save water. But when I talked with WBEZ's Monica Ang today, she said this is far from the first time the city has found the meters could be dangerous.
This is the third time the tests have come back with a strong correlation between water meters and lead levels. And remember, lead is a neurotoxin. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say there is no safe level to consume. It's especially dangerous for kids and pregnant women. It can cause impulsivity, low IQ, violence in kids who are exposed, and in adults, heart disease.
So the city keeps finding this connection between the new water meters and high levels. But given that connection, the city made a pretty shocking decision about it earlier this year. Tell us about that.
Well, believe it or not, the city decided to let people opt out of the testing. They told people who had requested water meters, hey, you can get them today and sign a waiver saying that you don't want to be tested, or you can wait 6 more weeks and we'll do the test. And so I confirmed it with the city that, yes, they say they have so many people requesting water meters that they've decided, hey, if people don't want to get tested, they don't want to get tested. Anybody who looks at science knows that a larger sample gives you better results. Why would you let people opt out?
And Monica, this seems like a weird thing. Why is there a correlation here between the water meters and the lead levels?
Well, Lori Lightfoot addressed that today, and here's what she said.
We don't know specifically what the issue is with the meter. We just know that in a certain number of meters, we saw an increase in lead levels. Therefore, we're taking the precaution to make sure that we stop the installation.
Okay, so you heard that Mayor Lightfoot has said, we don't know. And that's what I've consistently heard from the city. But I've also talked to a bunch of experts, and they say actually two theories emerge. One is that a 2013 Environmental Protection Agency study showed that there is a correlation between work like water main replacement and water meter installation and higher lead levels. And they theorize it's because of a disturbance in those lead lines. The second is simply when you do testing for this water main installation, it's more comprehensive. For example, our compliance testing for the feds is just 1 liter sample. This testing is 13 samples. So some people say when you test more, you find more.
It's more comprehensive. And this is far from the first time we've heard about problems in Chicago involving lead, especially in former Mayor Rahm Emanuel's administration. So what are the problems that he left for Mayor Lightfoot?
Well, one big one is we still have the largest number of counted lead service lines in the nation, about 360,000. Second, the city has promised that it would show the results of a feasibility study about what it would cost to get those out. We still haven't seen them. We were promised spring, but spring's come and gone. The third is there's a lawsuit, a civil suit from neighbors basically saying, hey, city, we're suing you for poisoning us with water. And that was revived this spring by a judge. So Mayor Lori Lightfoot has made a lot of campaign promises about addressing these things. And maybe this is the first of it, but we haven't seen a lot of action.
In the meantime, this is so worrisome for people. What can they do? What can they actually do now?
Well, you can call 311 and you can get the testing. You can also filter your water. And third, the city advises everyone whose home was built before 1986 to flush their water for 5 minutes twice a day. But do you know how many gallons of water are flushed down the drain when you do that? 5.4 million per day, and that's just from homes that have lead pipes. And this is a season when we've already seen the water system taxed by all the rains to put another 5.4 million down the drain just so you can try to have clean water. That's a lot.
Monica, thanks for this important reporting.
Thank you.
WBEZ's Monica Ang. You're listening to WBEZ.